Club for their Seeing Eye to Eye bracelet making event held in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Later, head to Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Stay warm out there. Keep it locked. Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. On Friday, February 13th, starting at 10 a.m., join WONI for our World Radio Day tabling happening in the Hunt Union lobby. Also on Friday, join Milne Library for their For the Love of Books event from 2 to 4 p.m. in Milne 102A. In Dewar Arena, watch women's basketball as they take on New Paltz happening at 5:30 p.m. And stay after to watch men's basketball as they also take on New Paltz happening at 7:30 in Dewar Arena. On Saturday, February 14th, happening in the Hunt Union Ballroom starting at 5 p.m., watch the Threads of the Diaspora African Fashion Showcase, presented by the Pan-African Student Union and the SUNY Oneonta Heritage Language Institute. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked. Stay warm out there.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air, and we're back with the second episode of Chit Chat, the show where I come on air and I chit to you about chat that's been happening to me in the week and any events maybe you should know of. Let's get started right away. Do you guys want to know what the weather is? The weather right now is 31 degrees with a low of 21 with cloudy, overcast skies. That's right. I know that's what you guys were all looking for. That's the end of the show. Just joking. How is everyone? I know this is only the second episode, so we're still kind of workshopping stuff. Not really sure where the direction will go. You know, it really could go anywhere because I'm just in the studio for an hour talking to you guys. I am really afraid this is going to become another What's for Dinner where we talk about food. But if it does, that's okay. And we can name it What's for Supper. Because this is a talk show, if anyone wants to call in, the number to the studio is 607-436-2711. And because I'm not playing music, I have a higher chance of actually noticing and picking it up. So if you guys ever want to call in, 607-436-2711. That's right. I actually have a 315 area code, and I didn't realize, I thought that was Syracuse only. If you have a 315 area code, you might also be from Rochester. If there's any Rochesterians who want to confirm this for me, I would love to know. So if you guys were here last episode, you remember that I was trying to get a pair of glasses, and that failed, and I went and got pancakes instead. Then I also had some Taco Bell after that. And the weather was also nice, probably. I doubt that. I think a week ago was actually the coldest it was all semester. So that's not what happened last episode. I'm lying to you guys. But it's really nice out right now. I wore my jean jacket today and not my winter heavy down jacket. So I'm really excited about that. You know, I'm just crazy like that. And I got a tie on today because I just care that much about you guys. I'm sorry, guys. A guest was not secured for this episode. That's my fault. But a guest might be secured for next episode. So keep an eye out for that. Hey, any requests? Anyone I should get on the show? You know, call in and let me know. You know, I'm not really sure who I can get and if it's possible and what we would even talk about. But, you know, if anyone, I'll try my very, very best. I don't know if you guys can hear me waving this paper around. It has all my notes on it, and I've just been waving it because I'm really excited to read it off. But I'm also trying to give you guys like a little space before you get into it. By get into it, I just mean talk about what I ate this week, and it's really going to be a crazy, crazy list. One thing I want to tell you guys is that last episode, I had my show every Saturday morning, 11 to 12 p.m., 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And, you know, 12 p.m. here on campus is when the Mills Dining Hall opens. So I will just, you know, go to Mills after, because I prefer it more than Wales, sue me, and I'll get whatever's there. So last show, you know, I go to Mills to get my breakfast, get my whatever. And guess what they had? They had cookies and cream pancakes. Now, personally, cookies and cream to me is not a flavor that's high on my list. It's actually rather low on my list. Not because I think it's bad, but rather because I think it's inoffensive. There's nothing about cookies and cream that really draws me to it. Because anything that's cookies and cream flavor usually has no cookies in it. And then the flavor to me is just like vanilla with less vanilla in it. Like just plain ice cream to me. I don't know. Sorry if there's any cookies and cream lovers out there. I know my roommate Mary is a big fan. But personally, just not my particular favorite. So anyways, I get the cookies and cream pancakes because I love pancakes. We all know this from last episode. I love pancakes. And I wasn't expecting a whole lot. Because I don't expect a whole lot from these dining halls in the first place. But I will say the cookies and cream pancakes were quite delectable. And I really quite enjoyed them. It was two pancakes. You know, the same pancake mix or whatever they use. And it's just these kind of weird, I personally like them. They're like weird goopy pancakes. They're like, you know, you take a bite and it's like sticky. I don't know how to describe it, but I like that. And like whipped cream, but it wasn't like the whipped cream from a can. It was like a different kind of prepackaged whipped cream that I really liked. It had some body to it. And the cookie bits, ooh, I don't know, something about the little crunchy cookie on top to break up the rest of the homogeny of like the goop, I really enjoyed that. Usually I like anytime they have pancakes in Mills. I'm really surprised that Wills has the waffle maker. So I guess it makes sense that they don't have pancakes. But I feel like Wills is the kind of place you would also find pancakes, especially since they have those flat tops there. But I digress. So anyways, those pancakes were really, really good. Continuing off dining hall food, I believe this was Thursday. I think it was Thursday night. Yes. No, not Thursday night. It was Thursday afternoon. Mills had the Chicago hot dogs. Yes, they had the Chicago. They had a pretty good lineup for the Farm Fresh and the My Kitchen. Farm Fresh was the Chicago hot dogs and My Kitchen was the buffalo. It was like a buffalo chicken sandwich, which was fine. It was just like grilled chicken with buffalo sauce and like bread with like coleslaw. All right, that's fine. Inoffensive. I would have eaten it if it wasn't for the hot dogs. And I think what it is that the food on this campus is usually so underwhelming that when I saw there was hot dogs on the menu, I got very, very excited. I get very, very excited when there's wings and hot dogs here on campus because everything else is rather uninspiring, unappetitable. I don't know. It doesn't very wet my palate. So I was very excited to see the hot dogs. And not only were there hot dogs there, it was a hot dog with an entire pickle spear in it. Okay, you can eat with just the hot dog. Okay, low-key, if you just had the thing with pickles on it, I probably would have just taken a plate of pickles. You put the pickle on the hot dog? Ooh, that was good. And, you know, it's not that strange. You know, people put relish on it. But I really appreciated that it was a whole spear. It was a quarter of a pickle spear. You tuck it in there next to the hot dog. I thought it was quite freaking delicious. I thought it was delish. It adds a nice crunch to the hot dog. And, you know, the sourness of the pickle and also the mustard on it. I've only become a fan of mustard very recently. You know, I'm a ketchup fan. I still always am a ketchup fan. But now I understand and I appreciate what mustard can do for a hot dog and for a burger. Really, that's actually the only things I've had. Mustard on sandwiches is also good. But it's pretty much, for me, limited to those three things. Sandwich, hot dog, burger. But either way, we got to appreciate yellow mustard. Dijon, I don't know about you yet, but the mustard is there. So, yeah, I got really excited. I ate two hot dogs. I snuck two hot dogs back to my dorm, which I ate the same day. So I had four hot dogs that day. And I kind of wish they had more. And I was talking to my roommate about this, I was talking to someone about this. And to me, Will's is like the picky eater. That's like the dining hall for picky eaters. You know, you can get like, okay, they got the flat burger, waffle, bagel, potatoes. I don't know. Like, to me, that's picky eater. Like, not that you can't be a picky eater in Mills. There's plenty of picky eater options, you know. They got the popcorn chicken. You can get a wrap, a quesadilla, and plain white rice. I guess, yeah. Yeah. Actually, maybe Mills is the picky eater section. But either way, to me, Will's is like the unseasoned one, right? So, you know how they have the really flat one bite hamburgers or cheeseburgers or whatever in Wales, why don't they have a hot dog next to that? You know, I feel like personally, if they served hot dogs next to the flat burgers in Wales, Wales for me would go up like a full two letter grades. Like, and I feel like it just makes sense, you know, the flat burger, plain hot dog, fries, tenders, like that's the big, that's beautiful right there. I think that would make more sense. But, you know, maybe it's just me. I feel like that would make sense. Speaking of food, I think I will change this show to, like, Weekly Eats or something. Because next on the list is 4 muffin, 4 apple, 4 chickens. So, for context, 4 apples, 4 muffins, 4 chickens, or 8 chickens, sorry. A Monday night, this is pretty unusual for me because I try and wait for the weekend, but Monday night, I Instacarted myself some food. And if you could guess, I got 4 Honeycrisp apples, a 4-pack of muffins, and an 8-pack of fried chicken. If you know me, usually I would order rotisserie chicken. But I was like, I really would like some fried chicken right now. So I ordered the 8-pack of fried chicken. And the rotisserie chicken was there as backup. I almost got both. But that would have been too much. That just would have been way, way too much. So 4 apples, 4 muffins, 4 chickens. If you want to know the flavors of the muffins and the orders in which I ate them, don't worry. I will tell you right now. And this is all from Hannaford's. I know Hannaford's is more expensive grocery wise, but if I'm gonna get a bakery item, I would rather the bakery item be from Hannaford's than from Walmart, you know. Not hating on Walmart pastries, they're just, you know, Walmart pastries, like they're fine, I think the Hannaford's ones are a little more good. Although I did get an 8-pack of mini whoopie pies from Hannaford, and they were quite nasty. So maybe don't get that one. Get the like regular size one, because the tiny ones are really bad. Anyways, a 4-pack of muffins, double chocolate chip, cranberry lemon, I believe. It was like a cranberry zest muffin, which is unusual. You don't usually get cranberry muffins. And with a blueberry muffin with the crunchy sugar and an apple cinnamon muffin. Now, that's a pretty good muffin line. That's a pretty good 4-muffin lineup, personally. And this kind of worked out perfectly for me. Because Monday, I have a double chocolate chip muffin and an apple. Right? Tuesday, I had the cranberry muffin and an apple. And then Wednesday, I had the blueberry muffin and an apple. And then Thursday, I had the apple cinnamon muffin and an apple. So it really worked out perfectly. It was one apple, one muffin for each day. So I had breakfast for all 4 days. And if you're wondering about the chicken, no, I did not parse the chicken out for 2 pieces per day, because I think I ate 4 pieces Monday, 3 pieces Tuesday, and then I had 1 piece Wednesday morning. So I think I had a little less resistance. What is the word? Not resistance, but I had a little less control over the chicken because I ate it a little faster. And to me, you know, you have a muffin, you go, oh, okay, that was a good muffin. You have an apple, you go, oh, okay, that was a good apple. If I have one drumstick of chicken, I'm not stopping at one drumstick. I go, do you have any thighs? And then I eat a thigh. And after the thigh, I'm like, ooh, I could either have one more thigh or one more drumstick. And then, you know, it's really a switch up, because then you have to calculate whether you think you'd rather have a drumstick tomorrow or a thigh tomorrow. And you also have to consider, is one more thigh going to fill me up the perfect amount, or is a drumstick going to fill me up a perfect amount? Because if you have another drumstick after you've had a thigh, the drumstick might not be enough. And so then you think, oh man, I want another drumstick. But then you have no drumsticks for tomorrow. So, you know, there's a lot of math involved in this that a lot of people don't consider. So you really have to take that into account when you're ordering, when you're portioning your drumsticks. So I really enjoyed that. I really missed the muffins. They were very good. I'm not sure really what came over me that I was like, I want a muffin. But I wanted a store muffin, and nothing else would really do, because a muffin is sweet like cake, but it's different. I think that, one, you can do more with a muffin. You know, nobody wants to put stuff inside of cake. So if you want a cake with stuff inside of it, that's perfect muffin. You know, no one makes apple cinnamon cake, but an apple cinnamon muffin, perfect. You know, nobody really makes blueberry cake, but a blueberry muffin, perfect. You know, it's just 4 cakes shaped like muffin with different flavors, and it's perfect. You know, and you know how much I love cake, and I wasn't feeling cake, you know, or anything really sweet, super sweet like that, but the muffins, they were perfect. I really enjoyed them. And store-bought muffins to me have this certain, like, not synthetic, depends on where you get it from, it can have a really synthetic flavor, but a very, like, store-bought moistness. Do you know what I mean? There's like, pastries that you get in the store from store bakeries have like an amount of wetness to them that you can't really get. Not that you can't get them if you home, like if you make them, you know, handmade from scratch, but they just like stay wet. Wet is not the word to describe, but they're like tender and they stay that way. And I really enjoy that. So the muffins were really, really great. And I really, really, really appreciated them. So that was the 4 muffins, 4 apples, 8 chickens story. And this was from Monday. So, you know, this was shortly after the pancakes. Let's take a break from the food. I'm really sorry that it always comes back to this. And I'm not sorry because I just remembered I gotta tell you guys my yellow orders from over the week. It's spring semester. What are we? This is the third week? Is this the fourth week? How many weeks into the semester are we? This is like the fourth or the fifth week. Midterms are coming up soon, guys. Don't act surprised. They're gonna be here before you know it. So be ready. I have ordered a lot. I've gotten a lot of food from Marketplace recently. And usually I try to hold out the first couple weeks until I'm really, really sick of the dining hall food. And then I'll dip into the Marketplace funds, you know, because they give you $350 at the start of the semester. We're already down to like $200, guys. And there's like another 10 weeks in the semester. I just really, aside from the wings and the hot dogs, I really have not been a fan of the dining halls. And honestly, it's not even the food of the dining halls. I just can't stand when there's people in it. And that's really an issue because this campus is full of people. Like, the only reason, well, that's a lie. It's not the only reason. But a big reason I'm going to Mills after this set of wheels is because Mills opens on the weekends at 12. And no one really wants to go to Mills for breakfast. So it's usually pretty empty in there around 12. So that's why I'll go. I would say it's usually pretty empty on the weekends anyways, but, you know, alas. So anyways, what did I get from Yellow's? From Yellow's, I got the Lombardi. And can I just say, moment of silence for the Yellow employees. Every time I go in there, there's like three of them and 6,000 students. And they usually don't know what they're doing, I feel like. Or not that they don't know what they're doing. They're just, like, getting slammed, you know? Obviously, Yellow is notorious for the long wait lines, you know? Which, again, RIP to the... I'm sure many of the college students have been... have worked in a fast food service before. I haven't personally worked in fast food service, but I've worked in, like, you know, customer service. Like, so I can kind of get it. Hopefully, everyone, just be compassionate to the Yellow workers. Please have a little love and a little faith and a little patience, because sometimes I feel really bad. But anyways, they do take very long to make your food, depending on the time of day. You know, other times, they're usually, it's just regular, it's good. I think I got one thing from Yale's this week and one thing last week. I cannot really recall. But anyways, this week, last night, actually, I got the Benny Brown sandwich. Because my roommate bought it and I went, what is that? It smells really good. And then she said it was like the Benny Colt or something. Well, later she admitted to me that she was telling me the name of an artist and not of the sandwich. But I can't remember what artist that was. So anyways, I got the Benny Brown, which is the shaved steak, onions, and mozzarella. Now, when I was getting the Benny Brown, that sounded really good. It also has gravy on it. The mozzarella sounded really good. I love mozzarella cheese. And right under it, though, that kind of made more sense to me was the same thing, but with provolone. So sometime this week, I will probably go back and get the other version with the provolone on it, because that makes more sense to me for a steak sandwich to have provolone rather than mozzarella. Not that I didn't like the mozzarella, it just made more sense logistically to me. So anyways, the sandwich I had was okay. The Benny Brown was okay. It was fine. It was kind of plain. It needed a little salt. I put a little salt on it. And the mozzarella wasn't... I don't know. It was weird. I didn't like the mozzarella on at that time, actually. It had a very weird, chewy texture. So I wasn't a huge fan. But anyways, that was okay. But last week, I got a different sandwich. And the sandwich I got was the Lombardi. All the sandwiches here have stupid names. I don't like them. I don't think they're funny. I know they're references to, like, old shows and, like, Detective Joe. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Lombardi, okay. Benny, yeah, okay. Whatever. Grandpa Joe, fine. Like, I wish it would just say, you know, tomato chicken sandwich. Because then I'm getting really mad about this. I don't have my glasses right now, you know? So I got to walk all the way up to the sign and be like the Lombardi. And then under that, I got to read the tiny text. And it's like, I don't know. It's just making me upset. Just put the name of this, like, just put the sandwich description right up there. Like, why do I have to fight to find this thing? Anyways. Sorry. I don't know. I didn't realize I was so passionate about that. Anyways, I got the Lombardi, right? Which is two chicken tenders, mozzarella cheese, tomato, sun-dried tomato sauce, sun-dried tomato pesto or whatever. And then red peppers, roasted red peppers. And I think it also has something else on it. No, I think maybe that's it, actually. Anyways, I think that's really quite good. And the reason I think it's quite good is because I really love sun-dried tomato pesto, or whatever it's called. The sun-dried tomatoes are absolutely delicious. And something about sun-dried tomato flavor is, like, crack to me. It just has, like, a beautifully rich flavor. Like, I feel like even if you buy the cheapest sun-dried tomato, whatever you could buy, it's still going to have a beautiful, rich, robust flavor to it. And if you combine that with a sandwich, all the things are good. You know, all the things at Yella's individually are horrible. Like, the tenders by themselves are not good. They're rather subpar as far as a chicken tender goes. You know, I've had good chicken tenders. Those tenders, subpar. But if you combine it with the mozzarella cheese, which is usually good on that sandwich, like, I don't know what was going on. Like, it was nice and melted on the Lombardi, but it wasn't on the Benny Brown. It was a whole thing. But, you know, it was good on that with the tenders and the roasted red peppers and the pepper jack cheese. Absolutely. Which, no, there's no pepper jack cheese on that. I'm sorry. But anyways, it was quite good. So, you know, I'd recommend that if you're a fan of sun-dried tomatoes. And I tell this to tomato fans every day, you're missing out. You know, you're really missing out. People underestimate tomatoes in their cooked form. You know, tomato sauce, delicious. You know, cooked tomatoes and eggs, delicious. Cooked tomatoes in a stew, absolutely delicious. No one wants to put tomatoes in the stew because everyone's so afraid of the tomatoes. You cook those tomatoes, they're going to be good. They're going to have a delicious, robust tomato flavor. And again, I've had bad tomatoes. Trust me, guys, I've had some plain, watery, gross tomatoes, okay? You get a good tomato in front of me, I'll eat it like an apple. I'm sorry. It's got to have a good umami flavor to it, you know? But anyways, if you're at Yella's this week, maybe try one of those sandwiches. I realize every day I usually get the same things from Yella's, and I think I'm just going to start ordering random stuff off the menu. You know, they have all the sandwiches. There's some stuff I can't eat. Like, I don't really know if I want to try the chili or, like, I think I've gotten, like, one pizza from Yella's and it was okay. So take that as you will. But yeah, anyways, that was the food. Hopefully we can get through the rest of the show without food. Okay, we're going to take a quick halftime break here. I'm going to come up with some food-related action items, and we're just going to see what happens. So I will be right back after the short song. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to walk around and drink some water, and we'll be right back with the show, guys, okay? Stay tight. Hang tight. We'll be back.
Come on, we'll be right back.
The second half of Chit Chat. I forgot the name of my own show for a second. We're back with the second half of Chit Chat. Once again, guys, my name is Amon Gigi on air. If you want to call into the show, because it's a Chit Chat show, 607-436-2711. Yep, that's 607-436-2711. Yep, catch that, slow it down, rewind it. We're back. So if you were here, if you were here for the first hour, I did indeed... I did chit chat, and it was about food, but, you know, it's my show, so it's okay. I don't know if anyone listening knows this, but I had a show like two or three semesters ago, which was called What's for Dinner, and I talked about what I ate for dinner, what you should eat for dinner. This is not that show, but it's really reminding me a lot of it. So maybe I'll make a What's for Breakfast, but we'll see. I still got a whole year. I am a junior. Maybe senior year can be a dedicated food-related year. Eventually, I'm going to have someone on the show, guys. Like, I promise. That was kind of the whole point of the show, is that I invite people, and you get to know them, and you chat for an hour. It'd be really fun and cute. We're going to get there eventually. We're going to get there eventually. So, anyways. To recap. 4 muffins, 4 apples, 8 chickens, pancakes, hot dogs, sandwiches. It's a pretty good lineup. Let's move on, or I'm going to try to move on from the food-related things. I do have, how was everyone's Valentine's? Did everyone have a fun and fulfilling Valentine's Day? I hope everyone did. I hope everyone was at OK Crew every Friday in Art Room 104, 106 or something, 4 to 5 p.m. I went to that. That was very fun. That's kind of it. No, I made Valentine's guys cards. Whoa, I made Valentine's cards, guys. And I wish you could see them because they came out really, really cute. I made a lot of them. I made some for my class, some for my friends, not all of which who I have seen yet who I can give them to. Hopefully, we will round up the last of them today because Valentine's Day was yesterday. And yesterday, I didn't have any candy to give out. I gave away some of them Thursday. But yesterday, I did not have any candy to give out. But my roommate, for some reason, has like a 300-pack of Starbursts. So now I feel like, you know, if I distribute the Starbursts now to the friends who haven't yet received a Valentine's card, that feels unfair to the people who have already received a Valentine's card. Because it's like, okay, I made you a card. But then to the other guy, okay, I made you a card and you get candy. You know, that seems unfair. But I digress. Maybe just no one will get candy, and then the card I made for my class, my printmaking class, will get candy. We'll see how it goes. Well, you know what? We'll see, depending on if I remember to get the Starbursts or not. So, guys, be excited for that update next Saturday. But don't get too excited, because I 100% will not remember to tell you. But if I do, it would be great. I probably won't, though, because I barely remembered to talk about Valentine's Day on the show now, today, when Valentine's Day was yesterday. But I digress. I did not have a Valentine's, unfortunately. I'm feeling very sick because this morning, actually, guys, this morning I had a dream, as I usually do. And my dreams are usually really, really weird and, like, you know, unrelated to each other and just strange. This dream was a little more legible. I had a dream that I was packing, Liam, he was like, hey, we're going to go on vacation. You should come with. And I went, word. So the entire dream was spent packing. I was just packing for this vacation. It was really fun. And I really love him. He's a great friend of mine. So we're going, like, he picks me up, we're in the car, like, we're driving around, and he's like, oh, man, I really missed you. I was like, oh, yeah, I miss you, too. Yeah, I miss you so much, I just wanted to squeeze you. And I said, what? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, thanks, man. And so we get out of the car, and he, like, gives me a hug, and I wake up when he gives me the hug, and I wake up, and there's, like, tears in my eyes. There's tears rolling down my face. This morning, because I had a dream that a friend from high school wanted to give me a hug and take me on vacation. So, guys, to me, that was very telling. I don't know if it was telling to you guys listening. I think I'm really, really not even lonely, just touch starved. So that was really upsetting. Like, I wake up and I'm laying in my bed and there's just, like, tears, you know, and I drool, so, you know, waking up and, like, having to wipe my face is whatever, or, like, you know, sometimes you wake up and you scratch your eye or whatever, just full of tears on my face, and I went, this can't be right. So that's how my Valentine's Day went. Hopefully you guys had a more fulfilling one. Maybe you had a happier dream. You know, maybe you guys had some, like, wines and chocolates and Valentine's cards or whatever. So, I don't know. Valentine's Day is not really my favorite holiday. But I think I can appreciate it because, to me, it's a rather, like, inoffensive one. You know what I mean? It's February. There's nothing else really going on in February. If you have someone you like, you give them chocolates. If you don't, you don't. Maybe I just am giving such a, like, plain and unaffected opinion, because there's never been a Valentine's Day for me that was, like, particularly special or crazy. You know, you just kind of hang out, you know, maybe you get free chocolate from somewhere and you go, and you go home. Like, I don't know. But I'm sure to many people, it's a very violent and emotionally responsive holiday. But I think it's cute, you know, the pink, and the chocolates and the reds. Personally, I like an orange heart. You know, I feel like the blue heart is so obvious because it's like, oh, the red heart, oh, there's blue. I feel like the orange heart is just a little to the left. And you go, huh, huh. So, you know, orange and yellow hearts are really cute to me. So that was that. It was very, very fun. Well, yes, I'm going to be honest, guys. Yesterday was not great, but not because it was Valentine's Day, for other unrelated reasons. But it's okay because we're back in it, and Valentine's Day is over. But the week still goes on. So anyways, Valentine's Day, I hope you guys all had a great one. If you want to call in and tell me about it, 607-436-2711. It can be completely anonymous. So yeah, the squeeze dream was really... It was vicious. It was a vicious dream. And usually my dreams are very scary. You know, buildings are falling on me. People are chasing me. I'm dying. A couple weeks ago, start of the semester, I had a dream that I was in an elevator that was falling. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. So I closed my eyes in the dream and I took a deep breath and I was like, it's going to be okay. It'll be over soon. That was the dream. I had a dream that I was dying and I was accepting my death. You know, my dreams are usually like that. But no, the dream where my best friend was like, oh, like, I really wanted to give you a hug is what got me. Like, okay. Like, all right, fine, whatever, whatever. Anyways, also what I noticed on Valentine's Day is I actually was going to invite my friend Manny B Saturday to come to the show. She couldn't make it for reasons I cannot say. But when I went to text her, on Thursday, I opened our text messages, and in there is a text I didn't see, and it was like, oh, I'm wondering if you're still doing CDs on your show. That text was from a week ago, the Thursday before that. And I felt really, really bad. I felt really, really, really bad. I feel like people who know me, they know I'm not hard to get in contact with, but I'm not really easy to get in contact with. Like, I'm going to respond to you. Well, I didn't respond to that one. But I don't know. You can text me, but I hate texting. I'll text you back, though. Or, you know, just call me. Just call me. I'm sorry. Like, it's not... The message is going to get lost for another week. If you just call me, I'll answer. Like, I promise. Or I'll call you back. But I felt really bad about that. So I made a separate Valentine's card specifically to apologize for not responding for 7 days. It's not like I left her on red. I just didn't respond. And apparently, I don't remember this. Apparently, I saw her after that. And she asked me about it, and I answered. So it was okay either way. But I don't know. I still felt kind of guilty about that. So, you know, whatever. But it's okay now. So it's okay. Still thinking about the squeeze dream. Like, that was so upsetting. Like, it was so, like, wow. And it wasn't even like I'm that lonely. It was just in like my own brain would betray me like that. Like, what? You know, so it was okay. If anyone wants to cuddle, I am free and available. Hit me up. Call the studio, 607-436-2711. So that was really great. Yesterday was World Radio Day. And it's what a coincidence because I'm on the radio right now. Yeah, well, I wasn't on the radio yesterday. Anyways, yesterday was World Radio Day, and if you were in the Starbucks, you would have seen WONY 90.9 FM tabling with stickers and like a board. I didn't go. I'm sorry, guys. I've got to be honest. I'm here on the radio. I'm part of WONY. I love WONY. Everyone in it is great. It's a great community. If you're thinking of joining, I would definitely recommend reaching out and joining and, you know, getting involved. I did not know it was World Radio Day yesterday. I did not know. I think it was like 8 p.m. and my roommate came back and she's like, yeah, by the way, it was World Radio Day and I was tabling at WONY today. And I went, oh, okay. So anyways, you know, hopefully you guys saw the table maybe and you guys got really excited. But I completely missed that. So alas. So, you know, shout out to the radio fans. This is fun. I actually haven't listened to the radio in a little while. I don't know why. I just haven't been feeling it. I think I need to reorganize my radio setup. I think it's too hidden in the corner for me to properly adjust and turn on. It's too much of a difficulty for me to turn on my radio because right now it's in the corner of my room. If I just move it like 10 inches to the right, I would probably listen to it more. So I'm going to get on that. But anyways, I bought these CDs because I bought a CD DVD player, which is also a burner. And it was like, awesome. Well, I bought it specifically to burn CDs. So I bought that and it works and it's awesome. And I also bought CDs. I bought a 20-pack of Verbatim Jewel Case CDRW. And that was a mistake. The mistake wasn't because... So the RW stands for rewritable. Or there's like CDRs and then there's CDRWs. I don't know what the CDRs are. But the CDRWs are rewritable, so you can burn them over and over again. My CD player is too old to play CDRWs. So all the CDs I burnt, I can't play them on my CD player. I think my CD player is from 1997, and CDRWs came out like 1998 or something. Like, they came out very similar times. So I have a lot of burnt CDs and I cannot play any of them. And, you know, maybe you guys can call in and let me know if this is a good idea or not. I was thinking of burning. I was thinking of burning a bunch of like bootleg CD, like bootlegging like Michael Jackson CDs or something and selling them on campus just for fun. I don't know. Obviously, that's illegal, and I won't do that because I don't want to get in trouble with the campus. But I thought it would be hilarious, you know, if I was, like, in the middle of the quad with, like, the big, you know, do you ever have the big binder with the sleeves in it for your CDs? I just had one of those. I was like, yeah, hey, I'm selling Michael Jackson, black and white, $6, you know? And then maybe I could get a little profit back because, you know... Those aren't the right CDs. I can't play them. I might, maybe they would play in my car. I actually haven't checked. My car is from 2005 and it has a CD player. So maybe those would work. But, you know. Would it be funny? I feel like that'd be really funny. I had another idea to sell stuff on campus that you shouldn't sell, and I can't remember what it was. It wasn't CDs, though. It was something else. I definitely could start ripping DVDs and selling them on campus, because, I think that's hilarious. But just a joke. I would never do that. I would never, 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 never do that. But yeah, if any of you guys have a CD player, let me know. I really love my CD player. And I'm really upset that those CDs don't work for me, but I just have to buy a pack that does work. So I'll just buy CDRs. So maybe the R stands for writable, and then the RW stands for rewritable. You know? Well, that doesn't make sense because the R, writable, starts with W. I don't know. I'll figure it out, guys. I'll figure it out and get back to you. So, yeah. What else? I'm trying to think of any other things of notice that I'd like for you to share with you guys. Taking a ceramics class, that's fun. Taking a figure drawings class, that's fun. Oh, the other day, I'm not going to speak too badly on this because, you know, I don't want this to reflect poorly on my character, but it seems like a couple people are getting sick, which is weird to me because it's not like the weather is breaking yet. It's still, like, just cold. If you wanted to get a cold, you had ample opportunity to get it. But anyways, I don't know. Some people are getting sick. So, you know, be careful. If you're sick, stay at home. And this is where this anecdote comes from. I was in ceramics class this Thursday. I think it was Thursday. And that class, we didn't actually get on the wheel. We just looked at cups and talked about them, which was fine. You know, it was a nice collection of cups. I really quite enjoyed it. If any of you guys have taken Ceramics 1 with Chris Pettengill, awesome guy. Probably awesome guy. I don't know. I think he's a good professor, at the very least. But he had a lot of very, very nice cups. And it kind of made me jealous because I want a very nice cup collection, but cups are expensive. What was I going to say? So it was just cups. So anyways, this girl comes in and she was like 30 minutes late. And she sits next to me or looking at the cups. And, you know, she's like sneezing and coughing. She's sick. So, but well, like, whatever. At some point, she started, like, shivering. Like, full, like, and, listen, I get, like, you don't want to miss class. You want to be the present. Just go home. If I was in class and I start shivering, I'm jumping up immediately. I'm out. You know, I'm out. Like, I get, this is just pet peeve, you know. I get so triggered now, like, if I'm in a class and I hear, like, a crunchy cough, I get so upset. And, you know, a crunchy cough doesn't mean you're sick. You know, sometimes you just got, like, some phlegm. You got to clear it out. But I hate being in an enclosed room and I hear, like, a like, that doesn't even fully encompass. Like, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I get really upset. It's not really an issue. It's not really against the person. It's just, like, if you're sick, just go home. You know, it's going to be okay. You know, unless you missed the last 15 classes, like, no one's going to care. You're going to be fine. So, everyone, I hope you guys have been taking your vitamin D. I hope you guys have been taking your vitamin B. I hope you guys have been taking your vitamin... what else is a good vitamin? Your vitamin C. That's important. Your zinc. Your magnesium. Oh. Sorry, I just, like, I won't do that again. I just was, like, playing with the mic and, like, the... Ooh. All right, sorry. Anyways, take your vitamins, guys, because it's freaking chilly. It's probably not going to get warm for a while because the freaking groundhog saw his shadow or whatever. Or he didn't. Is it... Does we get 6 more weeks if he sees his shadow or not? I don't remember. What happens if he gets scared by his shadow? Is that the same? Like, do we still get 6 weeks or is it different? I've never seen a groundhog see his shadow. Have you guys seen that? I've never been like, oh, okay, Groundhog Day. Let me watch the video where the groundhog see his shadow. I actually don't know what that looks like at all. What does it look like when a groundhog recognizes his shadow? You know? Because it's not like the groundhog, like, was it like the groundhog's first time seeing his shadow each time? Like, most animals can't even, you know, recognize their reflection. How's he going to recognize his shadow? I don't know. Important questions that will not be answered on this show because they don't matter. They don't matter, like, at all. But anyways... Yeah. All right, I'm done. We talked about food. We talked about the upsetting squeeze dream. I'm hungry. You know, what should you watch? What should you watch out for this week? Art and Scope is having a meeting on Monday. I believe Monday, 6 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. I only know that because I'm on the e-board now. Hello. what else? There's, like, has anyone seen the grass turf they're putting out in the art building? Like, in front of the big gallery. Does anyone know what they're putting there? Because I'm very excited. I want to know. And it seems a little out of place because that's, like, grass. You know, we're still in winter. You know, and it's like, oh, spring turf. So, I don't know. That could be cute. I know there's a 24-hour draw-a-thon going on somewhere. Not on campus. But that's happening somewhere. There's also posters for a graphic design contest. Which I believe is for a club. Something with Lee Hall, I believe. Something about food. I don't know. I'll also find that out for you guys next week. What else? OK Crew meets every Fridays, 4 to 5, in Fine Arts 106, I think. It's the big, the dance room. And that's about it. I actually have no idea what's going on campus this week. Like, Valentine's thing was my big thing. I don't know what we do until spring break. And I actually don't even know when spring break is. I know it's at some point. It's coming up. So anyways, I thank you guys all for joining me today. To all of my lovely 6 million viewers and counting, my name is Anz, new DJ on air. It is kind of warm today, but still stay warmer than the warm. I think it's like 30 degrees today. Sorry, I just burped. You can find me here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I was going to say something really, 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 really important to you guys, and I cannot remember it. Oh, well. Well, anyways, you were listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. I don't remember if there's another show today, but we have shows pretty much every day at every time you could think of, except for right after this one, because I know there's no show after mine. But there probably will be one tonight because it's a Saturday night. I used to have my show Saturday night, you know? Think about that. Anyways, thank you guys for joining me on this episode of Chit Chat. I will see you guys next Saturday, 11 to 12 p.m., and yeah, I hope you guys will join me then. Bye.
Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, room 303. On Friday, February 13th, starting at 10 a.m., join WONI for our World Radio Day tabling happening in the Hunt Union Lobby. Also on Friday, join Milne Library for their For the Love of Books event.